I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. Sean here, your host, with my wonderful wife, as always. What's up, Alex?
Hey, babe. What's going on?
Not too much. Just excited to be here tonight.
Same.
Our wonderful 50th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
It's 50 episodes already.
Crazy. It's insane. I can't believe we're here. It literally feels like we just started this. It just went so fast, right?
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, we are live on Facebook and Instagram right now also, just in case you kind of hear us talking to anybody. Everybody on Facebook and Instagram, we're also already live into the podcast. So this 50th podcast episode is going to be all about Grayson. It's going to be a Grayson update. We're pretty excited to tell you guys what's going on with him.
Yep, we're going to do some questions, just talk about some of the things we really have enjoyed about, you know, launching the show and everything, our favorite episodes, a bunch of stuff about that.
And so, if you guys are joining us, I put a little story up a few minutes ago, grab a glass of wine, champagne, we're celebrating, so... Cheers to 50th episode. It's been a lot of work, but it's been great, and I hope that we're helping somebody out there. So
hopefully we're helping a whole bunch of people.
Yes, we have a fly in here, thanks to Grayson leaving the door open all the time.
That's all right.
What are you gonna do?
It happens.
All right, so
Yeah, where do you want to start?
I want to start
with the questions first. You want to do Grayson first?
What do you want to do? I want to start with Grayson, and I want to start with the most exciting thing right now.
With putting the laundry away?
Oh, that too, yeah.
I think that was the most exciting thing. I was pretty impressed by that. So last night, Alex was doing some of the folding some of the laundry and all in our room. And Grayson was about to take stuff off the bed. When anything's on the bed that's not supposed to be there outside of, like, a pillow and a blanket, like, everything else has to go on the floor. But he caught himself.
Yeah.
Like, he was about to throw it on the floor, and then he realized there were his underwear. So he picked them up, and he ran all the way in into his bedroom and started throwing them in his drawer.
He
came back and got more.
He did.
He didn't fold them, but that's all right.
Oh, I don't care about that. You know, I'm just happy that he understands what's going on around here and that we put our things away. You know, so that's one thing I'm happy about, because he can straighten up. He cleans literally everything, like... If you even put your phone down on anything, he comes running over, picks it up, and he's like, here, hands it right to you. And you're like, thank you. Like, you cannot lay your phone down. He will give it to you right away. Which is actually really great. We could have really used him the other night. I actually still didn't tell my girlfriend what happened. I still didn't tell Alexis about this story. So we were on our way home from our friend's house. And Sean left his phone on the roof of the car, and Grayson was sleeping. So we could have really used him so that we remembered that. Thankfully, we found it literally, like, right away. So we were really, really lucky. And Sean realized right away. So thank God.
Didn't lose it.
But now, every time Grayson comes in, Sean's like, okay, thanks. I'm like, it's okay. Because we're going to need that one time when we leave it somewhere. So it's good that he's doing that and making us aware.
Oh, yeah.
He's on our tushies.
Oh, for sure.
And of course I'm wearing my sparkly shirt because I felt like, come on, it's you know, a weeknight, but hey, it's the 50th episode, so I had to, you know.
We're celebrating. Special.
Sean was like, oh my God, seriously? And I was like, celebration.
Where are we going? The nightclub? Like,
no, you know, I just get into everything. This is just what I do. You know, my grandmother was a lot like that, so that's how I am. You have to celebrate the big things. So this is a big thing in our life. So the most important thing to me about Grayson right now is that Grayson is starting to talk. He's been talking all week. And honestly, you guys, we increased CBD, no lie. and we now have babbling. Our BCBA.
He was literally just having a conversation with us pretty much in bed.
Yep. Our BCBA heard it and said he is 100% babbling. So right now it's like we're in the beginning stages of babbling. So he's like, nah, 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 yeah, 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 ga, ga, ga. Like, so we're at like between the 10 and 12 month mark of when they start. So I really think, honestly, that it's just going to go. Like they said, he's going to babble, then he's going to copy, and then that's going to be, you know. So I can just picture him soon,
and,
like.
And he's following along with all the conversations.
Yeah. It's so amazing to watch.
You say something funny and he laughs.
Yeah. I can't. Like, tonight we were putting him to bed, and I was like, Grayson's silly, and then he didn't say anything, and I was like, Mommy's silly too, right? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, Mommy and Grayson are silly. I was like, is Daddy silly? And he's like, no, 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 no. Like, he's so cute. And he says it so cute. I'm so excited to hear his voice. So I don't even care. Like, if I'm like, Grayson, pick that up. And he's like, no, no, no. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. You're so cute. But he's definitely babbling. It's super, super exciting. So we're really looking forward to it. We're very optimistic.
And he's been really social, social lately, too.
Yeah, he has. He's been great.
Making friends with people.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he, like, wasn't... He was social, but he was social with adults. You know, we've always said, kind of, like, even our BCBA, and Grayson has always just sat there and learned all day, and not a lot of kids want to do that. So with Grayson, it's a little bit different. We felt as though he couldn't really relate to children in that way, so he was always playing with adults. You know, he wants to learn French and Russian.
Chinese.
You know, and things like that. So it's very hard to find that.
I have trouble with the Chinese.
Interest with another child. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say any of the words.
I hate when he pauses it and then he's like, okay, now say it. And I'm like,
I didn't hear them say it. I don't
Grayson,
know what it sounds
this
like.
This is Chinese. I don't know what this says. Like, and then I have to hurry up and hit the play button so that I can hear them repeat it before he gets upset and I don't know what I'm saying. And then if I don't pronounce it right, we don't continue. He will not hit the play button until you pronounce it right. And now he's, like, into credits, too. Like, so he'll look at, like, credits from a show and he'll pause it. And he'll pick out, like, certain names. So, like, some names are, like, really, really Polish, and you're just like, well, Krakowski. Like, you get the Kowski, you know, the SKI at the end there.
Yeah,
right? And then he's like, no, it's wrong. Like, and he keeps, like, touching it so that you have to repeat it. And you're like, how do you know how to say this? Like, how do you know that? So it's pretty incredible. I don't know where to look here, guys. Just so you guys know who's listening in their car or whatever. I have, like, two screens in front of me, and then I have a monitor that's recording that. So I'm just trying to make everyone feel the love here and look at one screen for a minute and then another screen. So just bear with me. I am not drunk. I just started drinking this. I had one sip, so there's just a lot going on right now.
Sure.
So
I think we should get you evaluated, too.
for which disorder?
Any and all, no. You get like you know, the sensory stuff.
You love
it. You get all amped up from all the cameras and
my
all
lights.
I love my lights
and stuff. If anybody's been in my house, you guys know I have my lights everywhere. People that know me know I love lights. Anything with lights. It just brings a whole vibe, you know, that I love. And you love it, too.
Yeah.
Once I get it, Sean's like, oh. And then once I get it, he's like, this looks really nice. I'm like, I told you. Just trust. So, another thing with Grayson, we're still potty training.
Yeah, that's...
It's going, you know? We,
That's interesting. I mean, I caught him starting to pee in the house, just on the floor.
Yeah.
And I got the garbage can, I slid it right underneath him.
No other option.
And,
toilet wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, but we can't back away because he is, you know.
He's making some progress.
He's making progress. We just have to get him to the point where he's telling us that he has to go.
Yeah.
You know, like, before he goes. So that's the only thing. And then what he does too is, like, if he poops and he doesn't go in the potty, he will literally pick it up, put it in your hand. The other day he comes and he's like trying to hand me something. I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm like, I seriously was gagging, and I don't gag over his poop since he was, like, just born, but I gagged when that happened. I was, like, it was just, like, a whole fucking turd. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is
get rid
so
of
bad.
This.
I was like, it's and then garbage. I just, like, right into the toilet. Like, can't. So, yeah, so you got that. But yeah. That's also because Grayson does not like when things are messy. So, sorry, babe. So he has to clean everything up. So, like, even if he goes poop on the potty, if it's not the adult potty and it's, like, the kid's potty that he's learning on and you can't flush it, you have to take it out, he will try to hand it to you because he does not like it dirty at
even
all.
Before he's done finishing.
Yes, he will reach in while he's going and be like, take this out of here and clean it. Everything has to be in order. So even the other day, well, not the other day, but like a week or two ago, I had tied up the trash. I put it by the door and I said, Sean, can you just take that out when you get a chance? Grayson comes walking right over, grabs the trash bag, grabs Sean, like, no, you're going to do it right now. And I'm like, yes, I can kind of take a back seat because Grayson's just kind of jumping in there and taking over. So it's great. I don't have to worry about it. Like, I can relax. I could leave home and, you know, not leave, but leave for the day, and Grayson will just be right on top of that.
So today he wanted to go back to his friend's house.
Yes.
Yeah. Normally, and the reason we knew that without him, you know, actually coming out and being able to say it was because how he wanted to leave.
Uh-huh.
Like, normally he won't take his iPad with him when he wants to go for a walk or something.
Right. He knows to leave it on the counter.
Yeah. So he wanted to take his iPad, and he didn't want to go towards his little car we take him for walks in.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew he wanted to go in the car and go back to Colton and Cooper's and play in the water table and have them push him around in a little car all day.
He did. I have to post those on our blog. I haven't posted those yet, but super adorable. It's just so, it just goes to show you how Grayson, who can't communicate, can get his point across, and they understand it, and there was no frustration from Grayson.
Oh, no. There wasn't frustration from any of them.
No, from none of them.
They were all having fun together.
There was no frustration on Grayson's end because they didn't understand. They understood everything that he wanted.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because my friend
and he
had
probably
said,
understand a lot of what they were saying, too.
Yeah.
So.
Because he had said to my friend, his mother, he wants us to push him, meaning Grayson said to push him. And she's like, oh, really? He told you that? And he's like, yeah, yeah, he said that. So we were dying laughing. And then it makes you think, like, was Grayson maybe talking to him and we don't know it, you know? Is he the kid talking? So you just never know. But it's amazing. It just goes to show you that he will be able to communicate one day and get his point across and get his needs met. And that's super, super important to us. Okay. So.
And then he had fun. We went out to restaurants twice now.
Yeah,
for the first two times with him, we haven't brought him out to a restaurant until what, a week and a half ago, and then again over the weekend
since the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah, since the pandemic started, so he did great.
Yeah.
One of Alex's aunt's friends had a daughter who grew. You know, her brother's autistic, and she was playing. You know, she was nine. She was playing right along with him, like doing stuff with him, and like.
Gosh,
this girl is like
amazing.
could be our therapist. Like she's probably sat through so many therapy sessions with her brother that she's like, okay, let's pause the iPad now.
Yeah, she knows exactly what to do.
Yeah, coloring with him and you're lining up your toys just like my brother does.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
I know what to do right now.
It just literally blew my mind, and it honestly made me think of like when he has a brother or sister, because they're gonna learn a lot of that. And you know, as worried as we are sometimes. They're gonna be like that. They're gonna know what to do. They're gonna have a really busy job though. And sometimes, you know, that has been a concern of mine when we've talked about having another child, is just the fact that, is it gonna be fair to that other child? Are they gonna feel like they have to help all the time? Or not that they have to, but are they gonna feel, you know, a hindrance from that? Is there gonna be a lot on their shoulders? So we definitely take that into consideration.
I think that's kind of something we gotta work out for ourselves, you know, how we're...
Yeah, but they might just, like, jump right in. Like, look at how she was the other night. We didn't ask her. She sat right down and just went with it. Like, she just did it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're going to see him in therapy, and they're going to see all of that. So, you know. But to be honest, I think, like, with Grayson talking and his frustration level, like, he's a completely different kid than when he got diagnosed. Completely different, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So I feel as though now if he got diagnosed... soon, I would say, like, after he has his speech, he would probably be considered pretty high functioning, honestly. I don't think he'd be considered severe because we had a lot of head banging, no speech, and a lot of frustration before. And that is completely different now.
The challenging behaviors in the speech are the two biggest. So.
Yeah. So.
So we got a couple, a few questions from listeners out there.
Thank you guys for sending these in.
Yes, thank you very much. We got a couple about kind of like the 50th episode, and then we have a few other ones that I thought they were pretty good, so I wanted to incorporate them in here as well. So first, from Ashley, what has been your favorite episode?
Oh my gosh.
I'll let you answer that first.
I think I would have to say the two where we interviewed each other and we didn't know we were interviewing each other. It was spur of the moment. We didn't know what the other one was asking. So I think it was a really good episode. Just kind of, you know, went with it.
Yeah.
Got real
those
raw
are really good.
Answers that weren't practiced, not practiced, but written down, talked about, anything like that. Because, you know, guys, when we do a show, we do a lot of our research. We do a lot of notes. Sean takes care of the show notes. So we do a lot of those things, you know. So doing an episode like that
and not
is,
knowing.
You're definitely caught off guard, 100%. So.
Yeah, I think more people need to do stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would say mine would probably be the Puzzle Piece episode.
That is a good episode, yes.
Just because I thought
I feel
was
like
so
we've
important.
Done so many, you kind
it
you
know,
just kind of like
very,
you know,
like that was a serious, serious topic.
It was,
you know?
It was, and it was really important that we got our point across with why we chose that logo, because, like we said, you know. People might look at our logo and just kind of might turn them off automatically, but we wanted to explain that we didn't think our son was puzzling at all, and we didn't want people to take offense to that. We were just helping Grayson with one piece at a time, so.
Yeah, and I think Vax would probably be another...
That was a great one.
Really good episode.
I'm shocked that we didn't get banned from, like, Facebook or Instagram for that one.
You know, I jotted down a couple of the other ones I thought were really good, too. But I definitely would say the Puzzle Piece and the Vax were probably my top two.
Yeah.
I thought the diet episode with the Jenny McCarthy book review was a really awesome one.
Great book.
A lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
I thought our interview with Kim was awesome.
Oh, that was great. Our therapist, they were all great, you know? They were all great. Yeah.
I mean, when we just did the list of resources, that might have been the most valuable, actually, for people.
Yeah.
Because it just had so many places they could go to then get more information about, you know, so many different things. So
Agreed. Because many of you guys, when you're starting out this, you don't know. And like we've said before, these episodes, if anybody's listening right now, I know some people don't listen to the podcast, and they kind of say, well, I don't have an autistic child, so why would I listen to the podcast? It is just about autism, but we go into so much more than that. For instance, when we talk about our CBD and how much of a difference that has made in our lives and Grayson's lives, that when we talk about behaviors, every child has behaviors.
Yeah.
You don't have to have autism to have behaviors or to need therapy with that or to need a behaviorist. And that's where I think a lot of parents have misconceptions. It's kind of like, well, my child doesn't have a problem, so I can't get help or assistance. Yeah, you absolutely can. And just because a child doesn't have a diagnosis or a problem like that, or a special need, it doesn't mean there's not frustration or they don't feel like they're being heard or understood. So that's super, super important. And I'm a huge, huge believer. Sean knows all the time, Grayson or any child, I'm a huge believer in always being emotionally available and present. No matter what. If Grayson is, Grayson could be like, let's say hypothetically, because it doesn't happen, but let's say he gets on our nerves. I'll never be like, oh my gosh, you're getting on my nerves. Because that will make him feel like when he gets older, that will carry so much trauma with him. You just don't say that. So I'm always emotionally there. His feelings are valid at all times. If he's crying and I'm not like, it's okay, you're fine, I'm like, no, tell me how what I can do. How can I help this? Help you? So those things are really, really, really important. And, you know, that's with any child. So I just want to put that out there because that's something that's truly, truly important to me. And I follow a lot of the holistic psychologists, as I'm sure a lot of you know of, on Instagram. Yeah. She's a huge following. And I mean, she teaches you that work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you also don't know if you have another kid, if you're, could potentially have another child. That child could be autistic. You know, you could end up having nieces and nephews. Your grandchildren could end up being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And you also, excuse me, you also, you know, you, I guarantee everybody knows someone that does.
Absolutely.
So,
whenever you say that, you know, you have a child with autism, everybody's like, oh, my niece or my cousin or, oh, my friend. They, everybody knows somebody. This is so prevalent now that it's not like how it used to be where you only hear of one child in, you know, 15 years having autism. It's not like that anymore. Now the numbers are staggering. And,
you know, and I also talked about, what is it called, on one of the quick tips. Actually, I don't even know if. I don't even know if
we don't know if it's launched yet, so don't look for it.
Because I got like, we're like 3 or 4 weeks ahead.
Yeah.
But
look at us go.
I don't remember which number quick tip it was, but I talked about like misdiagnoses.
Yeah.
And like dual diagnoses or you know, I can't remember what they call it.
I know what you're talking
about. Comorbidity.
Yeah.
So I would be having like two diagnoses at the same time,
uh-huh.
or two, you know, different conditions that kind of go together a lot.
Yeah.
So like autism would be like ADHD,
mm-hmm.
Even bipolar, personality disorders as well.
Yeah.
Can all be dual diagnosed. So even if you don't have a child that's necessarily diagnosed with autism, if they're diagnosed with ADHD, they could have autism and just never been diagnosed because they're high functioning and just their ADHD is extremely prevalent as opposed to like more autistic symptoms.
Yes. So, yes.
And a lot of the stuff we talk about could still help them as well.
Absolutely. These help a lot of children, you know, even like our toy episodes, all those things, they're really important skills, for a regular developing child even to acquire those things. Fine motor, all of that. So.
So Rhonda asks, what was your favorite moment thus far?
Okay. How do you want to answer that one? Thank you, Rhonda, for sending that in. So what was our best moment?
Favorite. Well, I guess pretty much the same thing, right?
I think when we finally launched all of the things that we're doing. When everything just started going in motion and when we started just seeing the overall support, I mean, literally every single country, I'll have to post it, but every country is listening on every single kind of player. It's just, it's really, really cool to see it just reaching. That to me is super, super important, so.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, when I was walking down the street and somebody recognized me, but that didn't.
You're like, hey.
But that didn't really happen.
You're on Autism Building the Puzzle Live, right?
Yeah, I wish. No, I'm just kidding.
Soon.
I mean, I think we were recording our first few episodes, and we didn't launch yet. and yeah. we were going through that third episode where we kind of like give everybody like a background on, you know, Grayson and where we started and how everything kind of transpired. And when Alex started crying.
Oh, I was just thinking about that, actually. Literally. You just took the thought right out of my head.
That was my favorite moment.
Yeah. That happened a few times, so I don't... It happened on live camera, and then it happened on the podcast.
Yeah, and then it happened after we recorded it. She was listening to it and started crying again.
Oh, my
again,
gosh, yeah.
And she stopped it, and I recorded her talking all about,
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
She actually posted that.
That was a moment.
It was actually really good.
That was definitely a moment.
Next question.
Dana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her child's struggling with motor planning, has a BCBA that wants to write a program for it, but was wondering if she should consider OT instead. What are your thoughts on that one?
I think you should do both. I think you should get involved with OT.
I would get an OT
for like 3 months. Start with OT, not for 3 months. Start with OT. Let them evaluate. Let them see what's going on. I'm all for ABA with the right provider and the right therapist. You know, sometimes it's not a match, but...
You know, the one thing I would just be worried about with working on OT skills through ABA is just be careful that some of your BCBAs are very...
Lenient with that?
Well, no.
They don't go together.
They also want to do everything. They're like, oh, you don't need an OT. You don't need a speech therapist. You don't need this. You don't need that. We can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
ABA does everything.
Yeah.
Which ABA is great, but I don't really like
that. You need that individualized,
that mentality,
specialized,
you know what I mean?
You know, strictly OT person. And OT is more than, like, I think a lot of people that don't go through OT are kind of like, oh, well, they're going to, I don't think they really understand all the things that are, that go hand in hand with OT. OT yeah. can be anything from holding a pen to sensory needs to brushing your teeth to lifelong skills to teaching the child how to bake with you.
Yeah.
It's a wide array of things here. So I'm all for OT. We finished our OT program. I still do converse with our OT.
Hopefully get her on here soon.
I'm pretty good with everything because every time I talk to her, I kind of fill in her words too because I've been around her so much that I know exactly pretty much what she's going to say and recommend. And they've taught me so much, and that's where I've learned from them.
Yeah.
So I'm all for the more therapy you can get now, do it. The more your child qualifies for now, do it. You won't regret it. Nothing bad is going to come from it.
Yeah, like I would just ask your BCBA or find out kind of
mm-hmm.
their intentions. Are they just trying to like do what they can to help?
Yeah.
You know, or are they like, you know, you don't need any of these other people. ABA
right.
will take care of it all type of mentality.
Right.
You'll have to judge that and, you know, based on their response yourself and kind of go with your gut with that. But
yeah,
that's what I would definitely recommend. Next. Summer has a one-year-old who uses four words. Should she consider getting a speech evaluation?
One-year-old?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No. Is the child babbling? Are they understanding what you're saying? Are they making eye contact? I would definitely just talk to your pediatrician, honestly, and start there. And if you feel like, honestly, do the evaluation. Just get it done. If there's not a problem, there's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go for it. Do the evaluation 100%.
Yeah.
You don't want to look back in a year from now. You want to start as early as possible. And that was one of the things that we had a lot of issues with our early intervention, was not getting speech for Grayson. That was difficult. So the earlier, the better.
All right, last question from Tina. So, Tina knows we have a dog.
Kumar picture.
So her autistic son and dog are like, the son wants to pet the dog. She doesn't want them to pet the dog and go near the dog. I'm kind of just summarizing this.
Oh, but, I got to take this one.
Wants to know what kind of recommendations you have in terms of trying to get them, I don't know, comfortable, right?
All
right.
So I'm going to take this. I think you can join in and help me out.
You're definitely a better one to answer this because you worry and think about this a lot.
So I'm going to start from the beginning real quick. Get a trainer if you want. I'm weird with training.
My dog will not be trained.
Me and my mom were actually just talking about this, and she's like, every time I try the trainer, you just like, oh, poor baby, come here. I just, and it's so funny, because even when we were at my uncle's house for a party one day, Sean was saying to his dog, okay, now sit. Now give me your paw. And my uncle turns around, and he's like, don't train my dog. I'm like, who does he sound like? Me. I guess we just don't like our dogs trained. So I let Savannah do whatever she wanted to do. I was not hard on her. However, when I was pregnant, we did have a friend of ours come in who used to work with Caesar Milan. Yes, Caesar, the dog whisperer. You know which one I'm talking about. She had come into our home, and Savannah, literally, all she did was body language. I don't think she spoke one word to Savannah. She just stood there, put her hand up, did all the commands, and Savannah was literally shaking uncontrollably. And I was like, oh my God, I was freaking out. I'm like, is she okay? And she's like, that's all of your anxiety coming out through her. It was sad to watch, actually. Savannah started vomiting. And literally all she did was like, psh, and that was it. And just didn't touch her, nothing. And Savannah was vomiting.
That's not all what happened, though. That's all that happened.
Yeah.
Looking at it with your eyes and ears.
Yeah. I'm not kind of going into detail.
The energy. It's the energy.
It's your energy, your body language.
Savannah felt her energy freaking out the whole time.
For years. Not just then.
And that probably made her shake profusely.
That was from years and years and years of my anxiety. My anxiety is not as bad as it used to be. Thanks to CBD, honestly. It's definitely gotten under control. But it used to be out of control. And she's been around me since I was 19 years old. I've had her since my father died. So, yeah, I had a lot of anxiety back then. So she has fed off of that for years. She always felt like she needed to be on guard. And I remember our friend saying, like, she needs to just relax and not be on guard for a little while. And it wasn't something, like, I made her do. She is. Because just her instinct. She has to watch Grayson at all times. Alex still didn't let her get trained. She has to watch Grayson at all times, but we've never had a problem with Grayson. Grayson has touched her a few times. She didn't mind it at all. But we did, like, bring a baby blanket home from the hospital. We did all of that. So, definitely do that. Let them smell that baby blanket, you know, get them used to it and, comfortable to the baby coming home and things like that. But take it slow. Don't pressure the dog. Let them enter in at their own time.
She heard us talking about her because she just
That's the biggest thing I'm going to say that I've been watching even a lot of Caesar from now is just let them come to you. Don't make your dog feel overwhelmed by the baby. Don't ever corner the dog. And teach your kids. My whole thing with Grayson and why he doesn't touch her is because I used to tell him, don't touch the dog. Don't touch her. Just like that. If they got near each other, I'm like, don't touch her.
They love each other, though.
They love each other. She guards him. She watches him. She would definitely fight for him, but
he does a good job of trying to stay out of her way too. Like,
he's so good. He's so good.
Especially now that she's getting older.
Yeah, he's really good with that. So I'm happy with that. I would rather have that than him like tormenting her. I don't stand for that. I teach him even now, like, we care about animals. We take care of animals. This is what we do. Like, you help an animal if you see an animal that needs help, is hurt. So I'm raising him like that.
Yeah. So I think it starts with you and your...
It does. They will model what you're doing.
Your anxiety, your energy you're giving off. They could feel all that, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You almost got me in the face with that.
This fly. Oh, my gosh. Grayson, you're killing me.
Grayson's put that down before I get my eye poked out, please.
Oh, any more questions?
Live on, you know, IG and Facebook.
Yeah, seriously, I have to go to the hospital.
I need my eyes.
Now you can see how it feels for Savannah.
Yeah, I'd like to wait another 35 to 40 years, but...
He's already... Sean's already colorblind. For years, I've been asking him, babe, how do I look before we go out? You look great. I probably didn't even match, honestly.
It doesn't matter. She always looks great.
I'll put on green, and he's like, you're wearing purple today? I'm like, babe, this is green. No, it's purple. I'm like, no, let me show you what purple and green look like, okay? Like, next to each other. Let me show you this. It's challenging. And then he'll start arguing with me, like, no, babe, that's purple. Like, no, you're colorblind. I'm not. I understand colors. Oh, I have to read this comment. Paul said, funny, that's my daughter's name, Savannah. That is the best name ever. Best
she
name.
She was just here. She came and to I'm say even, hi because we were talking
I
about
even
it.
Told Sean, funny little story hi. Before the end of our episode. I'm, like, so attached to my dog. Like I said, I've had her since my father passed away. She's my first dog. She was there literally through thick and thin at all times. You know, my
she
best friend.
She wanted to clone her.
I wanted to clone her, then I wanted to stuff her, and I got off of all that. And then I decided to send to Sean, I'm going to name our next dog, which, by the way, you know, God forbid when she goes, I would literally get another dog that week. I already said it. That helps with the pain. It does. That's just how I am. And, you know, I would love to find a rescue of her breed, and I would name them Savannah. So that's what's going down. Sean's like, don't you think that would make it worse? I'm like, no, it wouldn't, actually. It would help with my pain, because if I get another dog and I name them, like, Pickles, and I'm like, come here, Pickles.
What is your obsession with Pickles?
I know. I don't know what it is. If I say, come here, Pickles.
My sister's best friend's dog, his name's Pickles, remember?
Yes, yes. I think it's a Frenchie, right? But I'm going to cry.
She's just visiting.
If I just name them Savannah, then it will feel like, you know, it never. I just say the same thing. It won't bother me. I'll miss her. But it would just help me. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah, Savannah's going to have a whole luncheon and a whole funeral, right? Mm-hmm. She's going to have the best of the best. We're going to do a whole service.
Who's going to attend?
For anybody that's listening to this right now, I'm dead serious. People, listen, this is just who I am.
This podcast went so far off topic
anyway,
at this point.
Anyway, so that's our update on our whole family.
Right?
Yeah, so Grayson's doing good. We'll update you guys again. Cheers again to 50.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Episodes.
Speaking of that, I think I need to get some more. I'm almost out here.
We have some cello. We make really good cello.
No, I think it's time for a refill.
Yeah. I might not finish mine. No, I probably will.
No. But it's been fun.
Thank you guys for joining. Paul, thank you for listening. Mrs. Bauman, thank you. Tommy and Erica. Thank you guys for joining us tonight, and
yeah,
we appreciate all
the
support.
We'll see you on the next episode, right?
We'll see you on episode 51.
And we'll have another party 50 more episodes from now.
Yes.
So what, like maybe end of the year?
Three more. No, it'll, yeah, what?
Pretty much, yeah. Like December, January.
Yep. So.
And we'll be back live in another couple weeks, too.
Yes.
Maybe even do a live
little contest.
Yeah, or maybe do a little live interview.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
So that would be.
Even go remote one day.
We should.
Pack up the gear. Let's go.
I got it all figured out. Ready to go. So we hope you guys have a great night. And
with that, for autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The speech paradigm has you covered.
They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well, at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.